USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is continuing to pour through an over 800-page economic stimulus package that they're set to vote on Friday. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, during her weekly press conference, is praising the bill.
The bill that was passed in the Senate is about mitigation for all the loss that we have in our economy while still addressing the emergency health needs.
On the other side of the aisle, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Democrats stalled the bill for days by playing political games.
This is not another day in Congress. This is a time when we have to come together to deliver real results. What Democrats did was a total disgrace.
The bill is expected to pass, so in the House, and President Trump will sign it on Friday. Wall Street liking what they're seeing as the Dow is up over 700 points in trading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Last week's first-time unemployment claims set a new record, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The government releases these numbers weekly, and here at USA Radio News, we report on them weekly, but normally, during good economic times, most Americans don't pay a lot of attention to them. Well, this time it's news-making, because nearly 3.3 million workers filed initial claims last week because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's nearly five times as many as the previous record high of just under 700,000 set back in October of 1982. Normally, during good economic times, the number would hover around 200,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is praising the new stimulus package that Congress is set to vote on Friday.
The stimulus bill helped unemployment insurance, and that is a good thing. It helped small businesses, and that is a good thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department is filing criminal charges against senior officials in the Venezuelan government, including President Nicolas Maduro. Speaking with reporters, Attorney General Bill Barr says the indictment alleges a conspiracy involving an extremely violent terrorist organization.
We estimate that somewhere between 200 and 250 metric tons of cocaine are shipped out of Venezuela by these routes.
Those 250 metric tons equate to 30 million lethal doses.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is taking steps to help the spreading of the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.